Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
All that God did in Christ, He has given as the Spirit. And this scripture tells us that we receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith. Romans 10:17, in the context of salvation, the Bible says that faith cometh by the hearing of the Word of God. So the Word of God conveys the reality of salvation. Certain words, think about it, just think about it, that somebody, what would differentiate one person from going to hell and the other person from having eternal life, a blissful afterlife with God, is that one heard certain words and believed, the other did not hear. No, you have to understand how powerful words are. Have you read that when Isaac was old and he was about to bless his children, his favorite son was Esau. And he says, Esau, go make me a venison that I might bless you. You all know the story. The mom did a twist. And then they wore the cloth of wool on Jacob. And Jacob literally, some we say, stole the blessing of Isaac, of Esau. It wasn't really stealing. There's no time to do exegesis on that anyway. Because if you follow from the beginning, Esau had already sold his birthright. That's why the Bible tells us, let none of you be profane as Esau, who sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. It says, for he sought it in tears, but he could not get it. It says, let us not be profane like Esau. So Esau was the one that sold his birthright. But that's not where I'm going. But something very unimaginable, beg your pardon, in that passage was that when Esau came back and he says, Father, bless me. Isaac said, but I have blessed, Jacob had come to take what I ought to have blessed you with. Now, pay attention. The father makes the remarkable statement. He says, with wheat and corn, I have sustained him. Boy. But we never read anywhere where he actually gave him wheat and corn. So now Isaac is saying, look, I have sustained him with wheat and corn. I've given him, let me use nowadays simple English. I have given him a lot of foodstuff and he has gone. But he never gave him any foodstuff. What did he give him? Words. He says, I have blessed him. Just for you to know, words are not ordinary. He says, at least bless me too. If it was just ordinary words, he could have just said, okay, you too be blessed. He says, I have given the blessing. Oh boy. You see, one of the things I would indulge you in this meeting, particularly in this evening, is to be attentive. My son, incline thy ears to my sayings. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Let them not depart from the midst of thy eyes. That means give God's word your attentive ear. Give God's word your steadfast look. And give God's word your meditative heart. Attention means to focus in spite of distraction, in spite of contradiction. Because you see, as he speaks, the Bible says in John 6:63, he says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirits and they are life. Now just think about it. Mary heard a word, and the word became flesh in her. All that the angel did was to communicate what was going to happen. And the Bible says, the woman, Mary, she said, be it unto me as it is said. The original context actually means as it has been prophesied in the Torah. So the words that have been spoken by Jeremiah, by Isaiah, that a virgin shall conceive, she believed it. Now she heard an angel spoke it. And that word engrafted into her became a baby. I'm telling you the power of words. The world was in a chaotic mass. And the Bible says the Spirit of God began to move over upon the face of the deep. The Bible says, and God says, light be. I know your King James and other Bible says, let there be light. That sounds suggestive, but in the original Hebrew, it doesn't say, let there be light. That sounds like you suggesting, let there be light. No. In the originals, it actually says, light be. Oh, and light is sweet. It's a beautiful thing to behold the sun. Light is sweet. It says, light be. Words. Somebody say words. No wonder the Bible tells us, says, by thy words you are held captive. Proverbs 6 verse 3. No wonder Jesus says in Matthew 12, he says in verse 37, by thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Words means everything. Words. We convey the reality of the Spirit with words. The nature, the character, and the power of God is ministered and received through words. All that God did in Christ, He has given as the Spirit. And yet, we receive the Spirit after we heard the word of our salvation. Then we were sealed by the Spirit of promise. Words. Cornelius, in a vision, was led to send for men in Joppa who shall tell him what he ought to do. We found out in chapter 11 and verse 14 that it was certain words that were said to him by which him and his family were saved. Words. In Acts 14, we found out, the Bible tells from verse 7 through 10 that there was a man impotent in his feet. And Paul preached the gospel. The man heard Paul preached. Paul perceived he had faith to be healed. He got the faith by hearing what Paul preached. For the scripture says, faith comes by hearing. And Paul says, rise up! And scripture says, he received strength. He leaped and walked. So the miraculous was ministered through words. No wonder the psalmist in Psalms 107 tells us, he says, the fools are destroyed because of their iniquity. Their soul draweth unto death. He says, and they cry out loud. And verse 20 says, God responded. Guess what? I responded with words. So verse 20 of that 107 psalm says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Somebody say words. Words. The Bible tells us that until the word of Jacob come, he didn't experience the breakthrough. So words are everything. Words are not ordinary. Words, you should anticipate it. You should take a hold of it. No wonder the wise king tells us in Proverbs 4 verse 13, he says, take hold of instruction. Hold her, let her not go, for she's thy life. So he personifies words. He gives words feminine gender. He says, don't let her go. The psalmist says, how I love thy words. Psalms 119 and verse 98. How I love thy words. It is my meditation all day. How I love thy words. He says, through your commandments, you make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. How I love thy words. Oh, the word of God comes to you today. And your spirit must be receptive, because in this kingdom, everything is ministered through words. Through words. Very important. Very important. Very important. So what do you do? Give God's word your attentive ear. Give God's word your steadfast look. and give God's word your meditative heart. Then lastly, flow with the Spirit. See, the manifestation of the Spirit of God indeed are all equal in effect. Singing is not more spiritual than jumping if it is led by the Spirit. Colossians 3:16 says, whatsoever you do in words and in deeds, do in the name, that means in the authority of Jesus. So the man of God says, jump, jump. If he says, clap, clap. Because if he says, hallelujah, say amen. Even if he says it quietly, listen. And I'm not trying to hype a human, but I'm here to hype the grace in a human. Pastor Ayo is an anointed man of God. Aside knowing him personally and loving him, I super honor the grace of God on his life. His charismatic ministry is amazing. And I love the grace of God on his life. But guess what? Even that grace on his life, it will only be conveyed how? Huh? Come on, talk to me. Huh? Words. See, you have to understand the power. Let me tell you something about words. When the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Why? Because the word of a man conveys their entirety. The word of a man conveys everything about them. That's why Jesus is the word of God made flesh. That's why Jesus is as much God, because the word of God is God. So word conveys the intent, the will, the power, and the ministry of a man. So as he speaks words, I want to indulge you. Open your ears and largely be receptive in your heart to receive words. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Words. We cannot overemphasize words. Now somebody is wondering, oh, so you mean all I came for today is words? Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. You came for words, certain words that will catapult you, certain words that will redefine your destiny, certain words that will change the course of your life, certain words. So take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear. So position yourself to receive words beyond ordinary lips shaking or lips articulating syllables, but words conveying intent, will, and the provision of God for your life. Words. Somebody say words. Say it again. Words. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Words. Say it again. Words. Did you know that as God's children, we have the noble ministry of getting people from death to life? In other words, God trusts us with the eternal destiny of other people. Yet, that will be done through words. The kingdom of God, which means the domain of a king, the rulership of God, only becomes a reality in a man's life through words. The Bible says, go ye and preach, saying. So the kingdom of God is preached. It's words. It's words heard. You see, I want to indulge you in this meaning. See, if all he came here to say is be blessed, Receive it that you are blessed indeed. Amen. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
And don't be so mind absent. If I were you, I would shut down everything and just concentrate. Even in his gestures. Don't take it for granted. I'm preparing your heart. This is so important. Because in this kingdom, we trade with words. In this kingdom, everything is conveyed with words. So you open up your heart and get ready to be blessed with words beyond human wisdom, with words that come with power, with words that will help you have a U-turn where you ought to, with words that will strengthen you on the inside. Because Faith Life Conference is particularly designed of God to bless us with supernatural power through the ministry of the word that will cause us to stand firm, unshakable in all the will of God. Not everybody called of God is doing what God has them to do. Not everyone who knows what to do are actually doing what they ought to do. But there are certain words you hear that by the Spirit ministers so much grace, so much strength. What did the disciples hear? The Bible says, when they saw that Peter and John, in all their boldness, knowing so well that they were unlearned persons. You know what the Jew says? The Bible says the Jew said, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. What was Jesus doing to them? Teaching them words. Speaking words. So words make, words ma. That's why he says, let not your word come filthily, but let it minister grace to the hearers. Paraphrasing now, Ephesians 4 verse 29. So why are you here today? To hear words. Words. I remember the first time I was going to meet with Pastor Benny. As he came in, and I looked at him. They're looking for me. I scattered everywhere. My shoe gone like this, my clothes gone like this, my tie gone like this. And Sinatra was just singing, and he manned the podium. And he just said, glory to God. And I just looked at him, and I just said, glory, and I was gone. Words. And that day, going forward, I can never forget that. November 12, 2016, my healing ministry took a new turn to the ministry of Pastor Benny. So, words is everything. So, what will I do, Pastor? I tell you, just to repeat what I've said earlier. As it comes, if I were you, I would literally sit at the edge. Like, I want to catch a football now. I want to focus now. When he says glory, I say glory. When he says hallelujah, I say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says jump, I jump. Hey, I don't have all the world, all the time in the world. It's just this night. So I'm going to take the best of it. I'm going to take the best of it. And don't be too posh. See, the things of the Spirit works for those who are free. Just be free. If he says, you got it, says, yeah, I got it. Respond with enthusiasm. Respond to the word of God. With joy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why many have not learned to rejoice at God's word? Because they've not been hearing the right words. If you see how Jesus preached, you will see why. Do you know what the Bible says? Jesus preaching about salvation, he uses parables And you hear him saying things like, the kingdom of God is like, he always uses example like wedding. Have you noticed that? He says the kingdom of God is like unto a man that finds a treasure. He says a business mogul, Matthew 14. That's how Jesus preaches the gospel. And he says, who found a pearl of greatly price? And he goes to sell all that he has and buy the whole field. The Bible says, who for joy? So you see, there is something words of Christ produces in the heart of a man. Joy. So a lot of people have learned or have been under ministries that share words that condemns, that does not edify, that make them cry more, and crying doing nothing. So they've not learned how to respond to God's word. But there's a right way to respond to the word. You must be ready. It's like you want to catch a football. I don't know if you have been a goalkeeper before. You want to catch a ball. Your eyes are on the ball. You, anywhere it goes, you dive. You take it. You catalambano. Yeah. You got it? Yeah. You take a hold of it. You take it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So get ready for words. I say get ready for words. Amen. And then be ready to flow with the Spirit. Don't be rigid. You know, earlier this morning I was watching camp meeting of Brother Egan, and I saw all of my lovely faith heroes were seated. Copeland, Savelle, every one of them. Cabs, they were all seated. Thompson, Leroy, everybody. It was a camp meeting. And he was teaching about the flow of the Spirit. And they were laughing. Just laughter. My wife and I were watching it in the morning, very early in the cool of the morning, this today. Brian Egan just stepped down. Sulu Mali. This person began to laugh everywhere. Everybody began to laugh. I know some people will say, that's madness. Yeah, it's good madness. He says, look, before Brackett Moore came on the podium and took the mic and said, the things of the Spirit works with those that are free. And I mean, everybody was laughing. If you were at the upper room that day, on the day of Pentecost, you would have said they were mad too. Because the Bible says their speech was incoherent. They were behaving like drunk men. Do you know how drunk men behave? Have you seen a drunk man before? He goes like this. I love you. You see, that's the way a drunk man behaves. His speech are incoherent. You might call it madness. It's the Holy Ghost madness. Listen, as he speaks, you may be stirred up to begin to pray under your breath. You may be stirred up to write something. That's why you have to have your jotters with you. That's why you have to have your writing pads with you. Because God is about to speak to you. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
That was a nice charge, right? Are you ready, ready, ready?
Yes,
and as it comes, you're going to rise up. I've told you. All right? You're going to put up your best behavior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you have ever had your uncle come to visit from the village? And then a day before, your mom and your dad will sit all of you down in the night after dinner. Say, your uncle is coming tomorrow. You, the way you used to wear boxers that used to reach here all the time, throughout your uncle's ear, nothing like that though. You, the way you always wear only tiny clothes throughout, you must wear full clothes throughout though. I don't know if you can relate. African parents, I don't know if you can relate. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? So put up your best behavior. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
So you're going to receive him with Jesus' joy. The moment he mounts the podium, you're going to respond with joy. You're going to be open. You're going to say hallelujah when he says hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Don't forget words. Somebody say words.
Words.
Don't forget. And anything he says to do,
do it.
If he says, somebody shout amen, because he's a quiet person. Pastor Ayo is a man of God. He could just be so quiet in his teaching, you know, but just be attentive. Because the word will come with power. The word will come with spirit, because the things of the spirit are ministered through what?
Words.
Somebody, through what?
Words.
I'm prepping you. You see, you're not responding. Through what?
Words.
Lift your hands and just wave in the air. Aha, you're getting it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you are good. You are good children. You are not bad children. Or you say things like, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I said the word of God is coming to you.
Yes,
you believe it?
Yes.
Shout out amen.
Yes.
Aha. You're learning to respond now. You're learning to respond now. This is how you respond. Because, you see, there is something sound. See, it's not coincidence that the advent of the Spirit came through sound. It's not by mistake that the wall of Jericho has to come down through sound. There is something about sound that brings about confusion in the camp of the enemy. That Jehoshaphat says, listen, stand still, 2 Chronicles 20, and see the salvation of the Lord. And they stood still, and as they blew, they sang. And they gave a shout. By the time they got to the war front, the enemies have killed themselves, helped themselves to kill themselves. There's something about sound. You see, these are spiritual reality that you cannot theologize. So when he says dance, dance. When he says move, move. When he says glory, respond with glory. When he says lift your hands to Jesus, just lift your hands that way. It doesn't cost nothing. Respond to the Spirit. Move with the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know what? I want Pastor Ayo to get back to get back home today or tomorrow anytime. And he will have to pray in tongues to build up, because we'll suck. You get what I'm talking about? We've got some nice straw. You get it? You get it? Let him mount the podium and he's feeling something pulling him. He is just dishing and dishing. Just dishing salad. Dishing, like me now, dishing me beans. You know, giving you your best meal. Glory to God. Lovers of beans in the house. Oh, dog. We are much. Glory to God. Just dishing your best meal to you. Oh, lift your hands and just worship. Just lift your hands and worship. Just lift your hands and worship. I want you to pray for 5 minutes and say, Lord, send me my word. Pray it fervently. Say, Lord, send me my word. 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 When the word of Sarah came, she took a hold of it. When the word of Anna came, she took a hold of it. Lord, send me my word. Send me my word. He sent a word to Jacob and it lighted upon Israel. Lord, send me my word. Send me my word. Send me my word. Send me my word.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.